Welcome to Let's Open God's Word, a weekly preview of Sunday sermon at Grace Baptist Church in Grand Bay, Alabama. I'm Paul Meredith, pastor of Grace Baptist Church, and I'm glad you're listening today. Well, we've been in a series of messages that we're going to conclude tomorrow. We're calling the series Prayer, What a Privilege. And I believe it's been a blessing to us to just take a look into God's Word and see what God has to say about prayer to us. And I think we've learned a lot. We've learned that when we pray, we're expressing faith in God, that it's pleasing to Him. When we come to Him and we are acknowledging that He has the power and that He has the ability to meet our needs, then we're certainly pleasing to Him. We're also worshiping God when we pray. We're acknowledging that He is our God and that we are His people, and that's pleasing to Him. We're submitting to Him, and we're letting Him know that we are aligning ourselves with His will and submitting to His will. We're rejoicing in Him and the salvation that He's given us by the mercy and grace of God through His Son. And we come to Him in the name of His Son, and that's just simply acknowledging that we're praying or wanting to pray consistent with His will. Then we are also saying that we are recognizing that Christ has made the privilege of prayer possible by what He did for us on the cross. And so we honor God when we avail ourselves of the wonderful privilege of prayer. Last Sunday, we saw that we're engaging in the spiritual battle against evil, against the devil and all of his hierarchy of demons when we pray. And we're doing the work of the ministry. Prayer is not something that we do to prepare for the work of the ministry, although that's part of it. But prayer itself is the work of the ministry. It's a necessity. It's of high importance and high priority, high value in our personal ministries in the Christian life. And tomorrow we're going to see a couple of other things about prayer as we close out the series. We're going to see the promise of prayer. The promise of prayer is a great promise. And we're going to look at sort of the overarching promise about prayer that's given to us in the Scripture. It's the overarching promise that overarches all the other promises about prayer. And then we're going to see that we also, when we pray, God has given us a great promise concerning peace in our lives. And we have peace with God, and we have the God of peace in our lives as we continually pray and as we set aside time to pray every day. And so I hope you'll be there tomorrow to hear the conclusion to this series. I believe it will be a blessing to you. A number of people have expressed that the series has been a blessing to them, and I think it will be a fitting conclusion to the series tomorrow. If you're not a member of Grace Baptist Church and you're looking for a church home, we'd like to invite you to come be with us. We have had a number of visitors in recent weeks, and we're so glad to see them. And if you're one of those visitors, we hope you will continue to come and be with us. But if you're looking for a church home, we'd like to invite you just to come see what Grace Baptist Church is all about. And I can tell you already, we're all about Jesus Christ. We're all about the Word of God. We're all about worshiping God, caring for one another, loving one another, trying our best to be what a New Testament church should be with the grace and the mercy of God. And so I want to just invite you to come visit with us. If you're a member of the church, I want to ask you to invite others to meet you at church tomorrow and take a little time to pray for the service today so that we'll have the presence of God's Spirit again this week as we meet. Well, again, I want to thank you for listening today. We try to have this podcast available by 10 a.m. every Saturday, and so it's available for you each week on sermon audio, and we hope you'll take advantage of that. We're just wanting to whet your appetite for the message that will come from God's Word the following day, and you can be in prayer about that before Sunday. Well, that's all for this week. We'll be back next week. And we look forward to having another edition of Let's Open God's Word.
Peace now will